I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The White House says the preliminary order by the International Court of Justice that Israel must take urgent action to prevent genocide in Gaza is consistent with the Biden administration's approach to the war and will not change U.S. policy supporting Israel. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittikuswara has this report.
The White House says the case is meritless and the ruling will not change staunch U.S. support for Israel. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby told VOA.
We'll have to watch how the process plays out, but it's difficult to see that it alone is going to change the approach. As I said, the president believes the approach we have been taking has been getting results, and we're going to keep at that.
Washington says the ruling is consistent with the administration's approach to urge Israel to minimize civilian harm and increase humanitarian aid, and that Israel has the right to ensure an attack does not happen again. Despite mounting casualties, Washington is against a ceasefire that it says will only benefit Hamas. Patsy Wittikuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pushing back after the International Court of Justice ruling to limit death and destruction in the military's Gaza offensive, saying that, quote, we decide and act according to what is required for security. Among the first deaths reported since the ruling, three Palestinians were killed in an airstrike that Israel said targeted a Hamas commander. Meanwhile, nine countries have suspended funding for the main United Nations agency aiding Gaza's population after Israel alleged some staffers took part in the Hamas attack that sparked the war. The agency says it's, quote, immensely irresponsible to sanction it and Gazans at such a desperate time. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com.